Second Perek of Erechin, third Mishnah. Ein Peichasin mi esrim v'chat tkiya b'mikdosh. You never have less than 21 tkiyas in the base of Mikdosh. V'loy mesifin l'arbon v'shmoyna. And there will be never more than 48. These were specific tkiyas that were made at the time of the Kabbonis. On a daily basis at 3 when they opened up the gates, and 9 by the Talmud Shel Shachar, and another 9 by Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, that's 21. And 48 was Erev Shabbos and Sukkis, which they had special keys for Shabbos and for the Musafim. For the Nisach HaMayim, it came up to 48. In Pogs and Mishnei Nevolim and Masif and Malshisha, they would never have less than 2 harps in the base of Mikdash, and never more than 6. In Pogs and Mishnei Chalil and Masif and Malshnei Masra, they'd never have less than 2 flutes, not more than 12. Bishneim Osa Yoim Pashona Chol and Makel of Nezbeach, the 12 times a day, which are times that we say Halil. And they would say Halil in the base of Mikdash, which they, aside from the regular instruments, they would have this cholil, this special flute playing, which was Shchitas Pesach Rishon, Shchitas Pesach Sheni, when they shechted these 2 korban Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and Shavuos, V'shmoni Me'achag, 8 days of Sukkos, which includes Shmini Atzeres. Those days were the days that they would say Halil in the base of Mikdash, and they'd have this cholil. Lo Yomake, the Ovdus and the Choshes, they wouldn't use a flute made out of copper, made out of a reed, with Nesha Koilo, or if it has a sweet sound. And also, when he would, at the end of playing this music, he would go with his, make a straight tone, he would do that with one flute.